Richland City.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 64 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Biden administration defending the decision to hold back a shipment of heavy bombs to Israel over concerns Israel may use them in Rafah. More than 100,000 Palestinians have already fled the refugee city in Gaza. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Tel Aviv.
It's a massive amount of people that have been forced from the area where they were taking shelters. And a lot of this has been happening in the eastern part of Rafah, where Israel launched this new ground operation that there are reports today that are indicating that they have actually encircled the eastern part of Rafah, and that includes the Rafah crossing, one of the many and very critical crossings where aid has been getting into Gaza.
The hush money trial continues as prosecutors present their case accusing Donald Trump of falsifying business records and payments to Stormy Daniels to hide an alleged affair ahead of the 2016 election. And severe storms lingering in the southeast today following a volatile week of tornado outbreaks. This is ABC News. More than 40 million Americans have taken one of the newer generation weight loss drugs, but a new report says many have trouble affording them.
The names have become common. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and other GLP-1 drugs that are used primarily to treat diabetes and heart disease, but have also become a popular treatment for weight loss. Effective, but expensive. A new poll from the health policy nonprofit KFF finding 1 in 8 adults have taken a GLP-1 drug in the past, but 54% of those adults say they found the drug difficult to afford. The poll finding more than half of Americans believe that Medicare should cover the cost of GLPs when prescribed for weight loss. Dave Packer, ABC News.
An apology from Apple after facing backlash over an ad for its latest iPad Pro. The company saying, quote, "We missed the mark and we're sorry." That ad was widely seen as dismissive to the creative community, showing a hydraulic press crushing musical instruments, paint, and other items used by artists, all to create the new iPad. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 64 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy skies and seasonal conditions with a high of 70. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening, then partly cloudy with a low of 44. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 69. Currently in Richland Center, we have light westerly winds, and it is 64 degrees after a low this morning of 45.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Good afternoon. It's 64 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit brought by Democrats that challenged Wisconsin's witness requirements for absentee voting, a ruling that keeps the law in place with the presidential election 6 months away. The rules for voting in Wisconsin are of heightened interest, given its place as one of a handful of battleground presidential states. Four of the past six presidential elections in Wisconsin have been decided by less than a percentage point, including the past two. U.S. District Court Judge James Peterson tossed the lawsuit Thursday, saying the fact that the law has stood unchallenged in one form or another since the 1960s was telling. Ballot drop boxes may reopen in Wisconsin this year. Drop box opponents say they're vehicles for voter fraud. Brenna Goddard is a voting expert with the University of Wisconsin Law School.
And we just haven't seen that borne out. There have been surveys and studies that drop boxes were not tampered with or interfered with in this way that would affect the election.
Goddard spoke with Wisconsin Eye. Justices banned drop boxes in 2022, but since then, the majority has shifted from right to left. Research shows drop boxes actually help rural voters, older voters, and voters with disabilities. Denise Jess of the Wisconsin Disability Vote Coalition also spoke with Wisconsin Eye.
There's a societal myth that people with disabilities lean in one direction more than another in the political voting. We see that as really untrue.
The state Supreme Court hears oral arguments Monday. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin and anti-war protesters met once again on Thursday. Administrators say UW has limited ability to divest from certain investments, as protesters are requesting, but did agree to set up meetings between the protesters and directors of university endowment funds. Protesters want UW to cut funding from Israeli entities, along with weapons manufacturers and private prison companies. The encampment on the Madison campus will be entering its 12th day today. In the face of pro-Palestinian protests, this semester has been far from easy for Jewish students on the UW-Madison campus. UW Law School student Samantha Crane says it's unlike anything she's ever experienced.
Being Jewish, obviously, this is something like I've never seen before, never experienced before on campus. Obviously, anti-Semitism is an age-old problem, has existed for a long time, but it's never been so up close, up front, in my face like it's been this year.
Crane says it's her view that university officials are placating protesters and are nervous about removing the camp campus encampment despite ordering it removed. She hopes pro-Palestine protesters will not disrupt this weekend's commencement activities.
Okay, now we're impacting a huge group of people and their families who, you know, presumably have waited for a very long time to see their kids or grandkids graduate from either undergrad or graduate school program. And, you know, I can only imagine how some of the students feel with that being threatened to take away or being ruined by some of these protesters.
UW officials have issued a warning that any disruption of university events, including graduation activities, violates state law and will not be tolerated. Wisconsin Emergency Management Grant Opportunity Application period is now open for nonprofit organizations that may be at risk of a terrorist attack due to their ideology, beliefs, or mission. The Nonprofit Security Grant Program is a federal grant administered by Wisconsin Emergency Management that provides support for nonprofit organizations that are operating a facility in Wisconsin and meet certain criteria. This funding opportunity can be used on security-related activities such as planning, exercises, training, contracted security, personnel, and the acquisition and installation of security equipment. Applicants must be able to demonstrate that their nonprofit organization is at risk for a terrorist attack due to ideology, beliefs, or mission. They must also be able to provide a written vulnerability risk assessment that identifies security gaps within their organization, along with detailed information about the specific threats, the vulnerabilities that exist, and the potential consequences if action is not taken. Guidance for the grant opportunity, including application requirements, are available online at dma.wi.gov/dma/wem/grants/nonprofit-security-grant. Nonprofit organizations interested in applying can register for more information by contacting nsgp@widma.gov. The deadline to apply is May 16th. Governor Tony Evers, longtime member of the U.S. Climate Alliance, is joining the Alliance's Executive Committee, which oversees the strategic direction of the bipartisan coalition of governors. Governor Evers will be the first governor from the Midwest to join the Alliance leadership since its inception. The governor's work on the Executive Committee will build on his administration's efforts to date and help advance equitable solutions to environmental challenges facing the state and nation, build a transformed, more resilient, clean energy economy, and ensure a more sustainable future for all. The U.S. Climate Alliance is a bipartisan coalition of 24 governors representing nearly 60% of the U.S. economy and 55% of the U.S. population. The U.S. Climate Alliance is committed to securing a net zero future in America by advancing state-led high-impact climate action solutions and achieving the goals of the 2015 Paris Agreement to combat climate change. Cuts are coming to Rockwell Automation. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the factory automation manufacturer has announced lower than anticipated sales. That's leading to a 3% reduction in its workforce. The paper says the cuts will impact the Milwaukee corporate headquarters. Prosecutors across the country maintain Brady list of officers with a credibility problem, but there's little guidance on maintaining the list. Wisconsin Watch says Wisconsin lacks a clear system for tracking police that are caught lying. A Wisconsin Watch investigation seeking Brady files from all 72 counties found more than 360 examples in 31 counties of current and former Wisconsin law enforcement officers who prosecutors have flagged for dishonesty or breaking the law in ways that could undermine their credibility in court. That's a small fraction of the state's 15,000 sworn law enforcement officers, but it's also an incomplete number because of the inconsistency among district attorneys in tracking the information. The list include a Vernon County police chief who instructed a subordinate who fell asleep at the wheel and crashed his squad car to say he swerved to miss a dog. Prosecutors in two counties have said they won't charge cases involving the still-sitting Ontario police chief due to his history of dishonesty. Another 23 district attorneys said they have had no names on file, though some said in response to Wisconsin Watch's inquiry that they would reach out to a local agency to update their list. Both defense lawyers and law enforcement officers both say the current system can be confusing to navigate due to a lack of legal clarity. Defense attorneys say the efforts to obtain information about past lying by police officers are in some instances stymied by lax record-keeping or resistance to sharing information, although not in all cases. Prosecutors have a constitutional duty to turn over evidence, including evidence of anything that calls into question an officer's honesty, but there's little oversight to ensure that always happens. So far, only one state, Colorado, has attempted to create a uniform system. The law enforcement lobbyists have been working behind the scenes to change Wisconsin law to make it easier for police to be removed from Brady lists. An early morning crash sent two people to the hospital today. The Richland County Sheriff's Department received a report of a two-vehicle crash around 5:10 this morning at the intersection of County Highway Q and Jackson Drive near Boaz. The Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, and Richland Center Fire Department all responded and began treating the injured parties. Based on observations at the scene and statements from those involved, it is believed that Emily Berghagen, 19, of Richland Center, was traveling southbound on Jackson Drive when she failed to stop at the stop sign at the intersection with Q. At the same time, Caden Dilley, 23, of Blue River, was traveling westbound on County Highway Q, resulting in the crash. Emily Berghagen and her passenger, Malachi Herbeck, 19, of Muscadet, were transported by Richland EMS to the Richland Hospital. Emily Berghagen admitted to consuming alcohol the night prior and early morning hours. The alcohol consumption is believed to have been a factor in the crash. Multiple injuries were reported in a two-vehicle crash in Vernon County. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the crash occurred Wednesday around noon at the intersection of U.S. Highway 14 and Brinkman Ridge Road, rural Coon Valley in the town of Hamburg. Sarah L. Laso, 41, of Coon Valley, was traveling west on 14 and collided with the rear of a pickup truck driven by Samuel C. Hansen, 64, of rural Stoddard. Hansen was stopped on the roadway waiting for eastbound traffic to clear, preparing to make a left turn onto Brinkman Ridge Road. Sarah Laso was extricated from her vehicle by the Coon Valley Fire Department. Both Laso and Hansen were transported to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. A child in the Laso vehicle sustained minor injuries but did not require transport. A Milwaukee woman who argued she was legally allowed to kill a man because he was sexually trafficking her has pleaded guilty to homicide. Prosecutors allege Crystal Kaiser shot Randall Volar at his Kenosha home in 2018 when she was 17. She faced multiple charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. Kaiser argued that she was immune from prosecution under a state law that absolves sex trafficking victims of any offenses committed as a result of being trafficked. The state Supreme Court ruled in 2022 that she could make that argument at trial, but online court records show she pleaded guilty Thursday to a reduced charge of second-degree reckless homicide. The other charges were dismissed. She's set to be sentenced in August. It is a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. It's Bicycle Safety Month. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City. Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Need something for graduations, weddings, or cookouts? On sale, Full Cooks Picnic Hams, 99 cents a pound. Smithfield Small Picnic Hams, $1.29 a pound. Bachler's Fully Cooked Brats, $4 a pound. Old Wisconsin Natural Case Hot Dogs, $7.75 a package. Ribs starting at $2.25. Be sure to check out our cheese cooler for the Pine River cheese spreads and our selection of cheese. Shop at ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays. Don't forget about the Bag Center. On sale, Sunfilm Gold, 30-inch bale wrap, $96. Bunker covers, egg bags, and net wrap also available. Call for pricing, and prices are subject to change.
It's 63 sunny degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. The May Law of the Month for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is bicycle safety. As summer approaches, we can expect more people to be out on their bicycles. In Wisconsin, bicycles are considered vehicles on the road, so they have the same rights and obey the same laws as motorists. Bicycles are harder to see on the roads and don't have the same safety features as vehicles, so riders are at greater risk of being hurt or killed in a crash. Bicycles are involved in an average of 705 crashes every year in Wisconsin. 7 bicyclists were killed in crashes in Wisconsin in 2023, and 699 were hurt, according to preliminary data. Drivers, if you see a bicyclist, slow down. The higher the vehicle speed, the higher the likelihood a bicyclist will be seriously injured or killed in the event of a crash. Use caution. Bicycles have a smaller profile, so it is harder to judge their speed and distance. Look twice for bicycles. Many crashes happen when drivers pull out from a stop sign, turn left, or change lanes. If parking along the street, always check the side mirrors and look back before opening doors. Opening a vehicle door into the path of a bicyclist can cause them to lose balance or flip over. State law prohibits motor vehicles from driving in a bicycle lane except to enter a driveway, merge into a bicycle lane before turning at an intersection, or enter or leave a parking space located adjacent to the bicycle lane. Bicycles have the right-of-way. State law requires drivers to stay at least 3 feet away from a bicycle. Bicyclists should wear protective gear, including a helmet, obey all traffic laws, signs, and signals, be aware of your surroundings, check behind you, especially when changing lanes, keep an eye on vehicles when approaching intersections, watch for opening car doors, be visible, stay out of blind spots, and use extra caution near larger vehicles like buses and trucks. State law requires bicyclists to use signals when turning or stopping. Signals may be given by a lamp or hand and arm. Make it easier for drivers to see you. Wearing reflective and bright clothing. State law requires lights and reflectors during hours of darkness. The back of a bicycle must have reflective tape or a steady or flashing red light, and a white light is required on the front. The Wisconsin State Patrol reminds drivers and bicyclists to share the road to keep everyone safe. NBC News reports a severe solar storm is expected to supercharge the northern lights today, with forecast indicating that auroras could be seen as far south in the United States as Alabama. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Space Weather Prediction Center said Thursday that a series of solar flares and eruptions from the sun could trigger severe geomagnetic storms and spectacular displays of aurora on Earth from this evening through the weekend. It is the first severe geomagnetic storm watch the agency has issued since 2005. Because strong geomagnetic storms have the power to disrupt communications and power grids on Earth as well as satellites in space, satellite and grid operators have been notified to prepare. A NASA spacecraft orbiting about 1 million miles from Earth, called the Advanced Composition Explorer, will help forecasters measure the solar wind and understand the timing and potential effects more precisely. Applications are being accepted for the 2024 Crawford County Dairy Princess. High school-age students that are residents of Crawford County and interested in promoting the dairy industry are invited to compete for the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess. Each candidate will give a 3 to 5 minute speech about a current dairy industry topic and answer interview questions from the judges. Contestants will be judged on their ability and willingness to promote the dairy industry in Crawford County and surrounding areas. Candidates should be knowledgeable about the dairy industry, be able to share their dairy story through various media platforms, and use their experiences to enhance educational activities and community promotions throughout the year. The contest winner will hold the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess and receive a tiara, ring, sash, and $100 cash. The other participants will receive gifts, and runner-up winners will hold the title of Crawford County Dairy Princess Attendant. Applications for the annual Little Miss Squirt Contest are also being accepted. To qualify for this contest, you must live on a Crawford County dairy farm or have a Crawford County dairy farm sponsor and be 8 to 10 years old. The contest winner will assist the Crawford County Dairy Princess and receive a tiara and sash. Other contestants will receive gifts. Runner-up winners will carry the title of Little Miss Squirt Attendant and will assist the Little Miss Squirt with educational and promotional activities throughout the year. Applications for both contests are available at all Crawford County schools or by contacting any Crawford County Dairy Promoter member. The deadline for applications is this Sunday. It's 64 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Baskerville. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Baskerville.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It's 65 degrees in Richland Center at 1229 on this Friday afternoon, May 10th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Daryl Duane, Daryl Byer, 65 of Richland Center, died April 30th. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from now until the time of service at 2. Daryl Byer is survived by his wife Rose, 3 children, Brittany and Bart Sonnenberg, Jenna and Kyle Piatt, and Ross and Sarah Byer. three grandchildren, his mother, Gladys Beyer, three siblings, Judy and Dave Felton, Cheryl and Jay Sabatier, and Lee and Marita Beyer, also many other relatives and friends. Daryl Dwayne, Daryl Beyer, 65, of Richland Center. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from 5 until 7. Nancy Peterson is survived by nieces and nephews, great-nieces and nephews, great-great-niece and nephew, sister-in-law Elaine Dosh, special friends Wilfred Spry, Marianne Metz, and Marjorie Idy, special cousins Steve and Lori Beatty and Julie Teach, and many other relatives and friends. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center. Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo, died unexpectedly Saturday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 10 to noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his daughter's further education and forwarded to his sister, Mia Everson. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Dalton Everson is survived by his daughter, Peyton Engel, his mother, Tyann Everson and Fred Linz, paternal grandmother, Helen Everson, sister, Mia Everson, brothers, Dylan and Cora Everson, Dakota and Imani, Kai, Ty, and Dawson Linz, nieces, and many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo. Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green, died unexpectedly January 14th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, with military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Francis Meixelsperger is survived by five sisters, Bernice Hughes, Margaret Wiem, Diane Mertz, Anita Stockton, and Jean Meixelsperger. A brother, Gerald Meixelsperger, sister-in-law, Audrey Meixelsperger, 21 nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88, of Spring Green. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Phyllis Kelbell is survived by five children, Bonnie and Keith Wilson of Reedsburg, Randy Kelbell of Viroqua, Alice and Mark Rail of Reedsburg, Roger and Carla Kelbell of Laval, and Irene Heiner and James of Velton. 12 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Kenneth Hatfield of Lafarge, Gary and Sally Hatfield of Casanova, Verda and James Revels of Hillsboro, Michael and Marilyn Hatfield of Arena, and Jerry and Ellen K. Hatfield of Dixon, Missouri. Sister-in-law Rita Hatfield of Iowa, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89, of Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died May 2nd from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Survivors of Ruth Bristol include two sons, David and Echo Bristol and Jeff Bristol, all of Richland Center. Nine grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, four brothers, Leo and Karen Manning, Gary Manning, Tom Manning, and Roscoe and Bud Manning. Two brothers-in-law, Bob and Jan Bristol and Jim and Barb Bristol. Two sisters-in-law, Mary Butler and Don Gaines and Sue Bristol. Also many other family and friends. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14, Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Ryan and Bobby Annan and Troy and Tanya Noth. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, certainly some beautiful conditions out there right now. It should stay that way for the rest of the day. Although this evening, watch out for a few passing showers and thunderstorms as a cold front races from northwest to southeast across the region. Behind that system for tomorrow should be a nice spring day, mild temperatures, some sun and breezy conditions to help dry things off a bit. By Sunday, though, even warmer air coming in with southwest winds, making it feel more summer-like. There could be a stray thunderstorm or shower popping up by the evening as a weak front moves in. That system will gather more moisture for Monday, so a better chance of rain then. Behind that, we should catch a couple of dry days Tuesday and Wednesday of next week with relatively seasonal temperatures. There could be another large weather maker grazing us by next Thursday with a good chance of rain once again. So the forecast for the rest of today, sunny to partly cloudy, high near 70. West wind about 10, becoming southwest later. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening, then partly cloudy, low at 44 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, high 69, northwest wind between 12 and 22. Sunday for Mother's Day, partly sunny, breezy and balmy, low in the mid-40s, high near 80. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible during the evening. Monday, mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, low at 53 with a high of 72. Rather nice conditions shaping up for Tuesday and Wednesday with a good deal of sunshine, lows in the mid-40s. High temperature about 70 on Tuesday, 71 for Wednesday. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with areas of rain and possible thunderstorms, low 46 with a high near 66 degrees. Have yourself a great afternoon out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 65 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday early in the morning of 66, our low this morning was 45. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 65. The record high for this date, 92, was set in 1934. The record low, 26, was set in 1983. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 48. Sunset tonight will be at 8:13 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:42. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds 2 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.89 and just a trace of precipitation early this morning. It's currently a sunny 65 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
First year success for a rural Indiana community daycare operation. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A rural Indiana child care facility, Apple Tree Rensselaer, just celebrated 1 year of operation. Corn and soybean farmer Adam Olson is president of Appleseed Childhood Education.
It exists because of the investment of our community and a whole bunch of partners, which include local governments, local employers, and local philanthropy.
Olson says some 70 children up through age 5 take part daily.
I view it as what a rural community can do when they put their own future in their own hands. Rensselaer, Indiana has decided to make their place, our place, a better place for the future.
But, adds Olson, finding child care service is a huge issue, even in Rensselaer, where 100 families are on the waiting list for Apple Tree. Still, he hopes their success can inspire other communities.
I really love living here, and I want my kids to live here and all of the things that we hope for. And I do hope that other communities throughout the Midwest can look at a problem that looks pretty daunting and say, hey, this can be done. This can be solved.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Some farm bill progress in the House Ag Committee. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, USDA is projecting bigger new crop supplies for corn, soybeans, and wheat. New crop corn ending stocks are 2.1 billion bushels, 100 million more than the current marketing year. Soybean ending stocks for the upcoming marketing year pegged at 445 million bushels, 105 million above this marketing year. New crop wheat estimated at 766 million bushels, 78 million above the soon-to-end marketing year. U.S. Congressman Ashley Hinson says the House Ag Committee has made significant strides on the farm bill.
I'm excited about the work our committee has done under G.T. Thompson's leadership. We do expect full text of legislation hopefully next week.
The committee, posted on X Thursday, will vote on the farm bill in 2 weeks. Hinson tells Brownfield it's expected to include her bill that improves access to precision ag technologies.
My Precise Act help farmers to navigate flood and drought. And also, I think it's going to include a solution to Prop 12.
Hinson says she's optimistic the House will pass a farm bill this year, but remains uncertain about progress in the U.S. Senate. The European Union is attempting to ban crop-based biofuels as feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel. Renewable Fuels Association CEO Jeff Cooper tells Brownfield the EU recently adopted a regulation with a goal of rapidly expanding the use of SAF in the European market.
On its face, you'd look at that and say, boy, that's great. That could really be an opportunity for ethanol producers in Europe and here in the U.S. as well. But the problem is, within that regulation, the European Commission is also explicitly banning the use of any crop-based biofuel.
He says that's inconsistent with other EU transportation regulations that recognize the carbon benefits of biofuels like ethanol. U.S. and European ethanol leaders are challenging the regulation, which Cooper says would set a horrible precedent. A Soil and Water Conservation Agent says planting grasses and legumes along the perimeter of fields not only helps control soil and nutrient loss, but also reduces deer damage to crops. Shane Wooker-Fennig from Wood County tells Brownfield buffers usually take deer out of the crop because they prefer to eat the species planted in the buffers.
So if you provide that for them, we're seeing, based on some of the crop appraisals we've done, where these traditional crops had the field border damage, now almost being completely eliminated by these buffers because they prefer that.
Wooker-Fennig says ideally he'd like to see some of the state dollars now used for wildlife abatement used to help farmers establish harvestable buffer zones, which would benefit farmers and save the state money in the long run. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
In agriculture, we take care of our people. And part of that is recognizing when someone might not be okay. While farmers experience higher levels of psychological distress and depression than other occupations, they are less likely to seek help for their mental health. It's on all of us to offer a helping hand. Find tools for managing stress and seeking help at soygrowers.com or hashtag soyhelp. Together, let's cultivate a healthier future. Brought to you by the American Soybean Association and United Soybean Board.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
an active start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. A light to moderate direct cash cattle trade is developing in major feeding areas. Trust business in the north is marked at $295. That's generally steady with the previous week's weighted averages. Southern live deals have been marked at $184 to $185, steady to a dollar higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Asking prices are firm at $186 to $187 live and $297 plus dressed in the north. Box beef is lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.19 at $294.20. Select is 85 cents lower at $284.91. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction, yearling steers over 800 pounds, mostly sold evenly steady. Steers over 1,000 pounds were $10 lower. There weren't a lot of light steers or heifers offered. The USDA says demand was moderate to good. There were quite a few order buyers present. Medium and large one feeder steers, 851 to 892 pounds, brought $235.50 to $250. Feeder steers, 955 to 985 pounds, brought $216.50 to $228. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 659 to 694 pounds, brought $268.50 to $279. Cash hogs are lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors likely have near-term numbers on hand and aren't expected to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. While demand for U.S. pork has been solid, both on the global market and domestically, there are some long-term concerns that linger, adding uncertainty and inconsistency to the market. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.09 with a weighted average of $87.87. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $50. In Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $35 to $47. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.75 at $100.18. Butts and hams were both sharply higher. Loins, bellies, picnics, and ribs were also higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
They run errands and equipment. They bring parts and dinner. They drive the combine and the kids to school. They feed livestock. They fix skinned knees, broken fences. They do the books and lead the 4-H group. They simply make everything better. John Deere celebrates the strength and resilience of the women that make farms run. They make all the difference.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Today and tomorrow, we will be having some great deals for mothers in Richland Center and Muscadet. 10-inch hanging baskets are $19.99. All patio decor is on sale while supplies last. 25% off garden seeds. Solar lights start at 99 cents and up, and many other great deals. Also, both stores will be having a brat sale on Saturday only, 8 to 4. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet for these great deals. Thank you, and we appreciate your business as always, and may all the mothers have a great and blessed Mother's Day.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Hello, this is Chase. That's the 21 Tim Stock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. The smaller sale last Wednesday. Large square stopped at $265 a ton and large round stopped at $180 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Two online only auctions ending May 15th. Larry Watchhorn online only ending at 5 p.m. 2018 case IH. Large square baler, mowers, boats, hay machinery, planter, and much more ending at 6 p.m. Go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetune. I have a great day.
soybeans and cattle are mixed, corn and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed on bull spreading, with nearby contracts up and deferred months down. USDA sees larger new crop U.S. production and ending stocks, but also projects better export demand. There are minimal changes to South American soybean numbers, with further adjustments likely in June. July beans are up 8.5, 12.17. August is 8 higher at 12.18 and a quarter. July bean meal is down $3.20 at $369.70. July soybean oil is up $195 at $44.59. Corn's modestly higher. The USDA's new crop U.S. ending production and ending stocks numbers were close to pre-report expectations. Production estimates for Argentina and Brazil were down in the month. July corn's up 11.5 at 468. September's 10.75 higher at 477.75. And wheat's higher. The USDA's domestic winter wheat crop guess and new crop ending stocks are a little bit lower than expected. The trade's also monitoring the freeze damage in parts of Russia. July Chicago's up 20 and a quarter at 657.75. July Kansas City's 17.75 higher at 669.5. July Minneapolis is up 15 and a quarter at 719. Live cattle are higher, watching direct business development, mostly steady prices. June live's up 55 at 176.50, and August is 62 higher at 174.35. With this higher move in corn, August feeders are down 32 at 250.72. September feeders are 42 lower at 251.65. And hogs are up on oversold signals in the higher midday move for pork. June's $1.07 higher at 98.80, and July's up 85 at 101.90. Crude oil has turned lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. It's time to make your outdoors part of your living space with happy plants for your garden, stunning planters, and beautiful hanging baskets. We hear a lot of "your flowers look amazing" from our customers this time of year. Well, we have wonderful growers, and our crew does a fantastic job of keeping our plants happy and healthy. If you want to add color that you don't need to water, then you need to check out our amazing selection of lawn decor. Fantastic metal flowers, cool solar mushrooms, bugs, butterflies, dragonflies, and more. This spring has really caused a boom in the bug population. No worries. We stock and recommend products that can help you enjoy the outdoors without all the swatting. Aiders is your spring project headquarters, and we're always helping you make hardware easy.
A better buying experience. Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. We've talked a lot recently about ways to stretch our grocery dollars as budgets get tight. Jessica Castle, a registered dietitian with the St. Louis Dairy Council, says you can still shop healthy on a budget, but the key is to plan, purchase, and prepare.
So with planning, before you even head out to the grocery store, look at your calendar to see what time you have available to make meals for the week. Once you have a better idea of that, then look to see what foods you already have on hand that would go well with recipes that your family eats on a regular basis. Once you land at the grocery store, sticking to your list is always very important. Trying to avoid those impulse buys. And then as far as preparation, when you get home, looking at the foods that you've bought and making sure some of those things you can prep right away so they're ready to eat and are convenient for you for the week, and then you're not wasting food, so you're not forgetting about those fruits and vegetables, for example, that you bought. And then the more foods that you make at home, the more money you will save, and the more likely those meals will be healthier than what you would purchase outside of the home.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Farming can be stressful at times. Resources are available for those struggling. It's important to break the stigma around mental health challenges and encourage those struggling to seek professional help. The American Soybean Association supports Rural Minds, a leading nonprofit focused on improving mental health in rural communities. ASA and the United Soybean Board are dedicated to efforts that aid farmers in getting the tools they need for managing stress. Visit soygrowers.com, ruralminds.org, or search hashtag soyhelp.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.